From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The emissions associated with heating, cooling and lighting our buildings amounts to 24% of all emissions and is a major cause of climate change. And so to combat this, the EU's Energy Performance Buildings Directive is on its way and could have a major impact on how we buy and sell property. There's a major vote on this week in Strasbourg in the European Parliament. And the key MEP for these new rules is our own Ciarán Cuff from the Green Party. Good morning, Ciarán.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us a little bit more about this buildings directive that's on the way.
Well, the Energy Performance of Buildings Directive is a new law that will set a roadmap for decarbonising our buildings by the year 2050. With achievable targets along the way. At this stage, we're familiar with the energy labels that you see on property ads with an A, a B, or even a D, an E or an F in ads. And the intention at a European level is to set a pathway towards achieving a more efficient building stock. So there will be targets to achieve in the residential sector and in the non-residential sector. So really, one of the achievements of what this law will achieve, it will reduce the amount of energy that we use in Ireland and around Europe. It will also lead to a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. But I think one of the more important things that the proposed law will achieve as well is it will achieve a social aim of reducing the energy bills, particularly for more vulnerable households.
And bring us up to speed on what the vote this week will mean.
Well, this is the final vote after what's known as the trilogue agreement. In other words, we've negotiated a deal in the European Parliament. We've also met with the European Commission and the Council of Energy Ministers from all of the 27 countries. And once it gets through a final vote today, which I expect it will then be signed off. And within the next 2 years, it will become a law that will apply to every member state. So there'll be an obligation in the non-residential sector to improve our schools, improve our hospitals, improve our public buildings. And some of the ways in which we will save energy is by installing solar panels, by putting in heat pumps, and of course, by energy efficiency, by putting insulation into our buildings. And this will lead to a huge energy cost. And I think particularly with the invasion of Ukraine, we saw the huge price spikes 2 winters ago. And this will go a long way towards reducing the cost of the energy that we use in our buildings. And one of the lines I've been using is that if we insulate homes, we isolate Putin. Energy sovereignty that we want in Europe
absolutely
will come in part from this.
And there's going to be a major issue because many of the cities in this country, especially in Dublin and Limerick, are Georgian, and they have single glazed windows and very drafty buildings, and you're not allowed to replace those single glazed windows with double glazing. That's going to cost billions to bring them up to any sort of C grade, let alone an A or a B grade.
Well, thankfully, there are some exemptions within the draft law, and those exemptions will apply to heritage buildings, which would include the Georgian building stock in many of our towns and cities. But the exemptions also apply to holiday homes, to very small buildings, and to military installations.
Yeah, those exemptions mean that those buildings stay cold and very expensive.
Well, there's nothing to stop countries from ensuring that they do retrofit those buildings. But look, we wanted to avoid having to put, you know, insulation onto the outside of the Parthenon. And it's a practical approach to make sure that we don't adversely impact on heritage buildings. But actually, when it comes to older buildings, my colleague Malcolm Noonan has published really good guidelines on the things you can do with an older building to improve its energy efficiency. And quite often, you can install insulation in the attics, you can change the heating system. So there are practical things that can be done, even with a listed building, a protected structure. There's good news there.
And for residential homes, will this directive mean that you won't be able to market a home that has an E rating or worse by 2030?
No, it won't, because the obligation is on the member state rather than the individual homeowner to ensure that buildings are upgraded. So really, it's about a progress towards a goal by 2050. And we've already seen the grants and the supports that are available through the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. I think what this law will bring is more certainty as to where the destination is in 25 years' time. I think it will unlock some of the finance, some of the money that will be needed. And the good news there is that both the multi-annual financial framework and other EU instruments like the Just Transition Fund will be available to help the member states give the funding that's required to individual homeowners. But there'll be no bar on selling a house that is a low energy rating.
All right. Thank you very much, Ciarán. That's Ciarán Cuff, MEP, the rapporteur for the EU Energy Performance of Buildings Directive, which has been voted upon this week.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.